Hello and welcome to Ditching Hourly. I'm Jonathan Stark. Today I've got an audio excerpt from an answer I provided on my YouTube channel. You can check it out at thejonathanstarkshow.com and it'll redirect you to YouTube if you're into watching videos. Otherwise, you can just listen to the audio here on the podcast. Enjoy. Hey, Jonathan here. I've got a question from Michael Wilson. It's a little bit of a long one, so I'm going to paraphrase it a bit, but here it is. Is it worth having the client calculate their potential if they did this project completely on their own? That way, once you and they collaboratively reveal potential outcomes with your help, it adds a bit more context for the value that you bring. For example, say they think that if they did the project on their own and ground it out and put in what they knew about marketing, or, you know, that's what Michael does, what they knew about marketing, they could maybe get to $40,000. Then after you speak, you both believe that you could get to $100,000 with your assistance, with Michael's assistance in this case. Now, you've just revealed to them that you could get them 2.5x growth and opens up the revenue potential, so on and so forth. So this is exactly the portion of the why conversation at the end, the why me questions. Why would you hire someone expensive like me to do this? So in the why conversation, you've got three types of questions: why this, why now, and why me. And the why this question is validating that the plan that they have for themselves is the right plan. So what's their objective? What strategy are they using to get there? And is this approach, whatever it is that you're talking about, the project that you're talking about, is that approach a good fit for this strategy to reach the objective? So that's the why this section of the conversation. And then you would ask, why now? Is this urgent? Is it not urgent? Could you wait 6 months? Could you study the problem? Is this critical? Is there a huge deadline? You want to find out the urgency with the why now questions. And like I said, the why me questions are all around this type of question that Michael's asking here, which is, why not just do this yourself and let them tell you? Or why not just do this with some inexpensive freelancers from Fiverr? Let them tell you, because your next step is to go write a proposal in which you're going to put probably some breathtaking numbers. So you want to raise any pricing objections up front. So whatever the cheaper options are, doing it themselves being one of them, whatever the cheaper options are, you want to find out from them in their own words why they don't want to do that. And then you can take those words and put them directly into the proposal. So they can't ask you then, well, geez, you know, why are you charging us so much money to do this? You've already answered that question. They've already answered the question themselves. So yeah, it's a great way to frame the conversation. And definitely recommend doing it. Okay, I hope that helps. If you have a question for me, you can just hashtag AskJonathan on LinkedIn, Twitter, or YouTube, and we'll add it to the queue and I'll answer it as soon as I can. Thanks. Would you like to learn how to get paid what you're worth? How about selling your expertise and not your labor? We work through all of this together in the pricing seminar. Pre-registration starts soon, and you can sign up to be among the first to know when early bird pricing is announced at thepricingseminar.com. That URL again is thepricingseminar.com. Hope to see you there.